Here's something that's going to startle people. Here's something that's going to concern people greatly, in fact. Entire industries in Germany could collapse due to natural gas supply cuts from Russia. Said Yasmin Fahimi, the country's top union official. Entire industries are in danger of collapsing permanently because of the gas bottlenecks. Aluminum, glass, the chemical industry, Fahimi, the head of the German Federation of Trade Unions, told Bild am Sonntag. Such a collapse would have massive consequences for the entire economy and jobs in Germany. The chemical industry employs roughly 346,000 people, is the third largest in Germany, according to Germany Trade and Invest. Germany, Europe's largest economy, is reliant on piped natural gas from Russia. It accounts for 35% of its import of fuel. The industrial powerhouse imports almost all of its natural gas, which accounts for a quarter of the country's total energy mix. I guess, you know, windmills and solar panels aren't going to do it, huh? I'm shocked. Windmills, why not just convert to green energy? It's part of the transition. Get Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to get over there and give the speech. It's just a transition. There'll be some growing pains, but, you know, it'll be all right. You might be broke and you might not be able to pay your bills. You might go hungry, but it'll be all right. It'll be all right. The country's energy crisis is already driving inflation to record highs, threatening social stability, Fahimi told the paper. Russian state gas giant Gazprom has already cut gas flows to Germany through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline by 60% from last month, citing an equipment holdup in Canada as a result of sanctions over the war in Ukraine. Berlin fears the situation may get worse after the pipeline's scheduled shutdown for maintenance July 11th through the 21st. Germany's Minister of the Economy, Robert Habeck, said last week natural gas flows may not resume after the scheduled works, which would in turn impact fuel shortages ahead of winter, when demand really spikes. So once again, here we are shocked. Shocked. You can't make the whole economy run on windmills and solar panels? What's wrong with that? We aren't dealing with erratic decisions, but with economic warfare, completely rational and very clear. Germany, again, Europe's largest economy, moved into the second stage of its three-stage emergency gas plan last month when Russia slowed supplies to the country. If it gets worse, the country may start rationing natural gas in the last of the three-stage plan. Under the country's emergency plan, industry would be first in line for supply cuts. The move could devastate the economy, lead to job losses and big problems. Benchmark Dutch natural gas futures more than doubling year to date. Well, there you go. How about American energy? How about American energy? American energy could save Europe and Western civilization, but they don't care about that, not in Joe Biden's White House. They don't care about that at all. Germany, entire industries to go away, right? And by the way, so here in America, speaking of energy, renewable energy doesn't work, could lead to more blackouts, according to at least a few experts. Every area of the United States could be in danger of experiencing power outages in the balance of summer amid this push to convert to renewable energy sources while taking traditional sources of power offline, but they're doing it way too fast. Daniel Turner is the founder and executive director at Power the Future. I think the entire country is incredibly vulnerable because the entire country is facing a huge energy shortage. I don't think there's any place that is truly safe, he said. At issue, blackouts, it could become widespread across the country as grid operators struggle to meet the increased demand, a problem that has plagued some states for years but now could threaten much of the country. The areas of the country I'd be most concerned about are those that already have inherent weaknesses: Texas, California, New Mexico, New York, and all of New England. These are areas whose policies and political decisions have weakened their electrical grid already, he says. The potential outages come as many states have moved as quickly as possible to take plants that produce traditional sources of energy like coal and natural gas, which Germany is begging for. By the way, Germany put all their coal-fired plants back online. They had no choice. Anyhow, they're taking these plants offline here in America to switch to renewable energy sources. But they don't have anywhere near the capacity to keep up with the demand of a hot summer. And remember, when it gets really hot, oftentimes the wind doesn't blow. Politicians do. You know, you hear them. Part of the issue with Kamala Harris. Part of the issue with renewable sources of energy such as, I'm sorry. Are you sensitive to that? Just calling as I see it. Part of the issue with renewable sources of energy such as wind and solar is that it is dependent on variables outside human control, with some areas not having enough wind or sunshine to produce power continuously. Batteries are in development that could help store excess energy production for later use, but the technology, expensive and not developed. Oh, you mean we're not ready? You mean like what I've been telling you here for years, they're not ready to do this, and yet they're tearing down coal-fired power plants that are perfectly good and have years of life left in them. That's right. You know, in Illinois, for example, they're going to have shortages most likely, and that's because the governor, Jay Pritzker, has vowed to move the state to 100% renewable energy by 2045. Well, good luck to that. In Michigan, bracing for the possibility of blackouts this summer because the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, MISO, says capacity shortfalls in north and central regions could impact the Great Lakes state harder than others around it. Well, good luck, Michigan. We're all rooting for you. I'm here. I've got your back. All right. Let's see here. We're going to take a break. Still to come on the program, Major Fred Galvin will be here. Don't go anywhere.